Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Demai, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. Ha Demai, me Arvin bei, und me Statfin bei, und me Varchin Alev, und me Zamnin Alev. Okay, let's go one by one here. Me Arvin bei, you can make an Erev with it. What type of Erev? Sagt der Batanura, Eruvei Techumen and Eruvei Chatzeres. What does Eruvei Techumen mean? The din is that on Shabbos, you can't go past 2,000 ames from wherever your official place is for Shabbos. You can't go past the tchum. That could mean from your house, it could mean from your city, depending on how many houses there are around your house. So let's say there are no houses around my house, to make things simple. I have my house, this is where I am. So from the edge of my house, I can go 2,000 ames in each direction. Well, what if I want to go 4,000 ames east of my house? Because my Rebbe is there, and I want to hear a shir that he's giving. I want to hear his Pirkei Avos shir, Shabbos afternoon. Is there a way I can do it? And the answer is yes. Because really, every person does have 4,000 ames. If I went from my house 2,000 ames to the east, and then I turned around, I can go 2,000 amis back to my house, and then 2,000 amis to the west. So I can walk 4,000 amis in one shot, as long as my official place of residence for Shabbos is in the middle. So Chazal made a takana called Eruvei Techumen. What this means is, I can go before Shabbos and put down some food within 2,000 amis east of my house, and I can say, officially, this is where I live for Shabbos. Now, I can walk back to my house 2,000 ames, because everyone can walk from his official residence 2,000 ames in one direction. Then during Shabbos, I can walk 2,000 ames to the food, which is officially where I live. And from there, another 2,000 ames to hear my Rebbe Shir. The food used for Erev has to be food that you could eat. Now, if I buy tvua from an Ama Oretz, so really I can't eat it till I separate the mai. But it's not so usher that I can't use it for an Erev. I can still use it for an Erev. I can also use it for Eruvei Chatzeres. Eruvei Chatzeres means you have a bunch of people who live in a courtyard. In order for them to be able to carry together, we take bread before Shabbos, we put it into one of the houses, and we say everybody owns this bread jointly. Of course, the halachas are far more complicated than that. Either you remember Masechtas Erevin, or you will learn Masechtas Erevin. But that food also has to be kosher food. You could, however, use demai for it. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, umishtatfin boy. So again, getting back to something which either you already learned in Masechtas Erevin or you will learn. There are houses. The houses were in a courtyard. And then there were several courtyards, and the courtyards led into an alleyway. That alleyway is called a mavui. From the mavui, you went to the Rishus HaRabim, to the main street. Just like the houses had to get together and they jointly own some food in order to be able to carry in the courtyards get together and they do shitufim mevois to be able to carry in the mavui. Here too, you have to collect food from all the residents and place it in one of the courtyards. And here too, although normally it has to be food that's mutter, you could use the mai. Vaitra says in Mishnah umevarchin alav. You make a bracha on it. Which bracha are we referring to? Says about Tanura Birchas HaMazon. If you eat something that's aser, you're not supposed to make a bracha on it. But if you ate demai, even though you were supposed to separate demai first, separate the maisrois according to the halachis of demai, and you didn't, you still bench. Umezamnin olav. You can bench mezumen. If you have three or more people eating a suda together, they have to bench mezumen. And even though what they ate was technically an aveira, because they ate demai, the eight peiris was purchased from Amma Oretz, where we didn't separate the maisers from it, but the maiser they could bench mezumen. So, is the mai considered aser or is it mutter? And the answer is, although technically you can't eat mai, but it's something that could easily become mutter. You see, poor people are allowed to eat mai. We're going to learn that in the third peirik Bez Hashem Yisbarach. And in a way, anyone could become poor in a second. All he has to do is say everything he owns is hefker. So in theory, demai is potentially mutter for anybody. Anyone can make his situation in such a way that demai is mutter for him, and therefore, in regard to these things, like the Erev and benching and Zimun, we consider it mutter. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, umafrishin oisai arayim. When you separate the maishas according to the halachis of the mai, you can do so even without clothes. And that's because there's no bracha on the mai. When you're mafrish maishas, you make a bracha. If you make a bracha, you have to be properly covered. The pasuk says, v'yamachnecha kadosh. But because there's no bracha, so it's technically not necessary when you separate the mai. Weiter says the Mishnah, bein hashmashais. Bein hashmashais means the time period that's safik yom, safik lail. Here we're talking about Leil Shabbos Kodesh, Friday evening bein hashmashais, where it's safik weekday, safik Shabbos, the time between Shkiyas Hachama and nightfall. You're not going to do malacha then, because it's possibly Shabbos. One of the things you would not be able to do is if you had Vaday Tevel, you can't separate the Maestros then. Chazal say you can't take off Maestros on Shabbos. And that would be true even for Bein HaShmashos. But if what I have is the Mai, Tvua purchased from an Am HaAretz, I could separate the Trumas Maestro, the Maestro Sheni, the things I have to, even though it's Bein HaShmashos. Weiter says the Mishnah, Ve'im higdem Maestro Sheni l'rishayin ein bekach klo. Normally, when you separate Trumas and Maestros, it has to be done in a certain order. We learned that every 3 years, you have to beer. Remember, year number one, Maestro Rishon, Maestro Sheni. Year number two, after Shemitah, Maestro Rishon, Maestro Sheni. Year number three, Maestro Rishon, Maestro Ani. Then Erev Pesach of the fourth year, and the same is true for the seventh year. You have to make sure the Truma gets to the Kayan, the other Maestros get to where they're supposed to, and Maestro Sheni has to be destroyed if you're not going to make it to Yerushalayim. After the beer, you have to say vidui. It's called vidui. And you say, I processed all of the trumas and maestros according to halacha. That's the mitzvah of vidui maeser. We're going to learn later in the Sechtes Maeser Sheni Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach that if someone didn't separate in the right order, for example, he gave the Maeser Sheni before the Maeser Rishon, he can't say the vidui. The Torah says, Kechol mitzvascha shetzivisani, and he did not do it according to instructions. Actually, if someone separates Maeser Sheni first and then Maeser Rishon is over a lav, the Pasuk says, Meleyoscha v'demacha loisa acher. And that teaches us that it has to be according to the order that the Torah says. But this does not apply to Demai. Even if he separated the Maesers of Demai not according to the right order, he's still allowed to say the vidui maiser. That's what the Mishnah means. That v'im higdim maiser sheni l'rishon, even if he gave maiser sheni before rishon, but if we're talking about demai, ein bekach klom, he can still say the vidui. Finally, the Mishnah concludes. Shemen shagardi sach b'yetz b'aisav. Gardi is a weaver. Now, the weaver used to smear oil on his fingers to lubricate it while he works, to protect his fingers. So chayav b'dmai. That's mechoyev b'dmai. That's like smearing it on your body. The rule is, sicha kishtia, says the Batanura. Smearing is like drinking. So because the weaver smears it on his finger, he's still chayav b'dmai, if he's going to buy this oil from Am HaAretz. However, v'shehasoyrik, what the comer, noisim b'tzemer, puts into the wool, what happens over here is after the wool is washed, you have to comb it, and they beat it with a stick. We're not angry at the wool. We're trying to untangle it. You can start the process of spinning it into threads. So they used to put oil into the wool to make it easier to comb. That oil is potter and mai. Like we learned earlier, oil that is used to grease utensils is potter and mai. So, chazing over our Mishnah, Mishnah Dalid. Normally to use food by an Erev, it has to be food that's mutter. That's true for Eruvei Techumen. You're putting down the Erev to be able to walk further on Shabbos. It's true for Eruv Chatzeris, where you're putting down the Erev so that all the houses in a courtyard can carry. It's true for Shitufei Mevayis, where courtyards get together so that they can carry in a common alleyway. Birchas HaMazon can only be said on food that's mutter. Same is true for benching Mezuman. But in regard to all these things, Demai is okay. Because technically speaking, Demai is something that could almost become mutter. Being that Demai is mutter for poor people, and anyone could technically or potentially become poor by saying whatever he has is hefker. So therefore, in regard to these things, we say the mai could be used. Being that there's no bracha, the Mishnah told us from Mefrishin, I say Arem. Another heter for demai is that you can separate the demai, although it's Bein HaShmosha, it's coming into Shabbos. Regular maisus you can't ready at that point. In regard to demai, if you first gave the maisur sheni, then the maisur rishon in the wrong order, you can still say the vidui, which is said after the 3 years. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us, oil that the weaver smears on his fingers, that's chayiv in demai. But that the comber puts in the wool to make it easier to comb, that's potter and demai.